News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is seeking to tap into the lucrative global market for bamboo products. The bamboo industry is estimated at $10 billion, with potential to reach $20 billion by next year. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, will seek to spearhead the use of bamboo for value-added products such as furniture and charcoal for export. Special Projects Director at the BSJ, Gladstone Rose, says technologies provided by international partners will help Jamaica in maximizing the potential of bamboo.
These technologies help us to make bamboo plywood, bamboo boards. The boards can then be used to make student desk and chairs, for example. Just about any wooden product with using the bamboo.
The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is again urging more Jamaicans to help in protecting children. This in light of a 26% increase in reports of child abuse for 2013 over the previous year. Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith, says the agency will redouble efforts to tackle the issue.
Our aim is to reduce, with the hope of eventually eliminate, all cases of missing and abused children in Jamaica. We believe that just one report received by the OCR should be enough that all of us rise against all negative circumstances that affect our children.
There were 11,018 reports of child abuse in 2013. Approximately 8,600 of the reports involved children who were being reported on for the first time. Neglect was the most cited method of abuse in the reports, accounting for 48%. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the annual Steps to Work summer camps have been successful in helping to reintegrate at-risk youth into the formal education system. 111 youth from the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education PATH households recently completed skills training and remedial lessons at this year's camp.
Over the years, the summer camp intervention has proven to be very effective in meeting its objectives, as results show that upwards of 83% of the participants are ultimately reintegrated in some form of educational institution and training.
Minister Kellyer was addressing the closing ceremony for the Steps to Work Summer Camp 2014 at Chesterville St. Andrew Wednesday. The camp benefited male and female students aged 14 to 17 years from all 14 parishes. Late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries and Member of Parliament for Central Westmorland, Roger Clark, has been accorded an official funeral. The funeral service is scheduled for Saturday, September 13 at St. George's Church, Savannah Lamar, Westmorland, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Interment will follow at Glenisley, Williamsfield, Westmorland. Minister Clark died Thursday, August 28 in Florida. His body will be returned to the island Wednesday, September 10. Meanwhile, condolence books are opened at the Ministry of Agriculture head office from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and at the People's National Party headquarters from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move to deploy mathematics coaches and specialists to schools is part of plans to improve student performance in the subject. The Ministry of Education started the deployment on September 1. The specialists will be placed in 150 schools island-wide.
Principals and department heads have already been trained to lead the mathematics revolution in Jamaica, and the ministry is depending on them to ensure the successful implementation of this initiative in accordance with the national mathematics policy.
The education minister says the increased focus on mathematics is in keeping with the belief that mastery of the subject is a predictor of a country's ability to take advantage of economic opportunities in the 21st century. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.